This is Dr. Olivero dictating for April the 20th of 2023. The name of the patient is Glenda Schott, S-C-H-O-T, like in Tango, T like in Tango, first name Glenda, G-L-E-N-D-A. This is the clinical case of an 86-year-old white female that had a nephrectomy in the right side in 2004. The patient has a single kidney. Period. She has been a CKD4 that has been very stable for the longest time. However, the patient had a very complex coronary artery disease that required intervention and was done in two stages. One in the middle part of March and the other one in the April 12th. The patient didn't have and does not have significant proteinuria. After the first intervention, where four stents were deployed, the kidney function remained stable. The serum creatinine, the highest was 2.3. Baseline is 2 milligrams per cent. The patient was taken back to the cardiac cath lab, and 5 more stents were deployed. The serum creatinine went up to 3.83 and has been trending down. The latest one was yesterday. The serum creatinine was down to 3.3. There is a sodium of 137, a potassium of 4.9, chloride 105, CO2 21.2, the gap is 11. In other words, the patient developed contrast-induced nephropathy and she's recovering from it. The patient is very concerned about the condition. I explained that in the vast majority of the cases, 75% of the cases recover. Recommendations given, low sodium diet, fluid restriction of 40 ounces in 24 hours, low protein diet, daily weight, the dry weight is 146 pounds. If she develops fluid retention with a body weight higher than 146, she is supposed to take 40 milligrams of furosemide and restrict the fluid intake even more. Period. A CMP and a CBC will be done weekly, and we are going to reevaluate the case in 3 weeks. Number two, the patient has a history of arterial hypertension that is under control. The blood pressure today, 145 over 67. Following number, hyperlipidemia. Following number, osteoarthritis. We are going to reevaluate this case in 3 weeks with our in the office. I invested 10 minutes of the time reviewing the lab and retrieving the information from the hospital in the face-to-face 25 minutes, in the documentation 7 minutes.